following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Life moves fast, and you're a busy person, which means you don't have time for the problems a low credit score creates. So let's cut to the chase. A low credit score can be a serious drag. Whether it's disqualifying you for a line of credit or keeping your interest rates high, it can be incredibly frustrating. But at CreditRepair.com, we totally get it. With 15 years of experience helping people find solutions to their credit issues, we work with both your creditors and the credit bureaus to improve your credit score. Although your results may vary, our past customers have seen an average of 11 negative deletions from their credit reports in just 4 months. So call us at 800-594-5407.
CreditRepair.com went in, did their job, and I sat back. My goal is perfect credit, and I'm on my way.
Call CreditRepair.com at 800-594-5407 and let us get busy fixing your credit. Call 800-594-5407. 800-594-5407.
This is Central Nebraska's most listened to all sports radio station.
We always parade winners around here.
From 1460 KXPN and 1550 KICS, you're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
For any of you who have listened in the past, you know that I am not a radio-trained personality, so we are just going by the seat of our pants.
It's time for the Tri-Cities number one sports show. You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Victoria and Zaretska, you know, these Russians, they need to buy a vowel. Let me just say that. They need to buy a vowel with that first name.
Now coming to you live from the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Need a vehicle? Think Midway.com.
No. I don't think that's just, it's minor. It's just a minor sin. It's a minor one. Well, I'm coming to you then for some of the major ones.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on this Monday, August the 19th. Doug Duda, Jim Langan with you. You ready to get another week underway as we are down to, depending on what sports you're in, some of them will start this week for high school athletes, some of the early competition, and a lot of football gets going next week. And for the Lopers and Broncos, they still have another a week to go at that level. But everybody's out practicing, getting ready for the 2013 fall sports season. Coming up on the show today, we'll talk with Eric Emerson. He is the new football coach at Hastings High School. Got a chance to catch up with the coach and get a preview on what they have and what his thoughts are, maybe some changes that might be going on, his philosophy. Obviously, first-year coach, there's always going to be a few tweaks. And we'll talk about Hastings High coming up a little bit later on in the show. Tomorrow, Bill Carr will join us to talk Adams Central football, and we've got rankings to look at and all kinds of things today on the Doug and Daddy Show. Jimmy, how are you? Good morning.
Good morning. How you doing, Doug?
Good. Great to see you. Great to have you.
You too.
Everything good this weekend?
You know, it's one of those days I'm going to really be the co-host. You know, I'm going to let you really run it today. So you're going to be the host. I'm going to kind of back off and really make sure I'm just the co-host here.
Nothing crazy today to talk about?
Yeah, I don't think there's anything, the Dodgers got beat. I guess we could talk about that. They went 50-8, or whatever. I think they were 42-8, and they lost. Yeah. So.
And Cabrera knocks the Royals out a couple of times over the weekend.
Yeah, back-to-back pitches. I mean, they took about 20 hours apart, but well, you know, even less than that, maybe 12 hours apart. But yeah. Let's just walk him.
The Royals battle back after sweeping a doubleheader on Friday. Then they got beat Saturday night when Crow comes in and gives up a home run in the bottom of the ninth, and then they lose yesterday as well. So Royals are done with Detroit after a grueling five-game swing there, and hopefully they can get a few more wins here, stay in this wild card race, because it's apparent that they won't be able to track, unless something weird happens to the Tigers, track them down. So see if they can get going in the wild card. We're also starting to hear about injuries in the NFL. Dustin Keller is going to be out for the entire season for the Miami Dolphins, really messing up his knee, tearing absolutely everything, dislocations, breaks. A real bad deal. But that's what's going on as we get ready for the NFL. Of course, Thursdays on the Doug and Daddy Show, it's fantasy football time with Luke Hoover. I know a lot of people, if they haven't had their draft, and very few drafts have occurred by now, but a lot of them obviously going to be taking place here over the next couple of weekends. So any questions you have, we'll pass them along to Luke. And just checking the wild card update, Kansas City now is still 5 games above 500, but the Yankees are starting to win some games. And Kansas City, who was ahead of Cleveland and the Yankees just a couple 4 days ago, I guess, now they're behind both of them. So Tampa Bay and Oakland share that two wild cards, and then Baltimore is 3 back, Cleveland's 4.5 back, the Royals and the Yankees are each 6 back. So, and I'm still trying to figure that out. How does that work exactly? Again, just showing New York Yankee bias. Why, and again, this is just me. This is just me because I hate the Yankees.
Sure.
Why would the Yankees be listed ahead of Kansas City on ESPN.com? They have the exact same record. The Yankees have not passed Kansas City. And alphabetically, Kansas City would be ahead of New York. So explain to me why the New York Yankees would be listed ahead of the Kansas City Royals. Anyway, just point it out. More Yankee bias by East Coast media. So there you go. There is no answer. I noticed.
Yeah, there is no answer at all. The Boston Red Sox haven't been playing very well lately. Have you noticed that? When the Yankees played the Red Sox, they gained ground. And when the Royals played the Red Sox, they got to gain ground. The Red Sox are the team that I look at right now that is going the wrong direction.
It gives Tampa Bay a chance to maybe get up there and catch them. What about this whole A-Rod deal last night? It's obvious that they plunked A-Rod. They threw inside, back through inside all 4 times and finally hit him on the 3-0 pitch. You get beaned on a 3-0 pitch, it's intentional, Jimmy.
Well, it is.
You're an umpire. You know.
Yeah, you know, I was a little I thought the umpire was a little oblivious to this situation, I'll be honest with you, because we all know with A-Rod coming up, every time he comes up, and especially when he's playing the Boston Red Sox, and you have to decide, hey, you know, are you going to protect him? I mean, do you protect this guy? Yeah, you protect him. You're the umpire. They said he could play. You have to protect him. And they throw the second pitch inside. He should have stopped it. But why do you have to warn both benches? Explain that.
Well, and get out of control the way he did.
Yeah.
Well, you've talked about that before, too. Yeah. I mean, he just goes ballistic. All of a sudden, he gets hit. And I'm sure he's hearing it in his ear after the 2-0 pitch and after the 3-0 pitch. And then he just goes nut job, you know, and overemphasizes to both benches. It's like he threw everybody out. And it was like, wow, dude.
Yeah.
Easy.
Right.
Easy.
Hey, you know, I guess what my point is, and if Boston wants to throw at him, throw one pitch inside and let's move on.
Well,
you made
him.
Your point.
How bad is he? It took him 4 pitches to hit him.
He's pretty bad to give up 9 runs.
They left him in there.
The Yankees scored 9.
They just left him in there. Yeah. They just left him in there. Of course, his just been terrible lately. So anyway, a couple of other things on the football side of thing. This whole Von Miller thing is breaking, and I know we got a lot of Denver Bronco fans out there. Wow. First it was 4 games, which is shocking, and then it sounded like, well, maybe this was one of the instances where he might be innocent. And now it's 6 games. So it's like way worse than it was going to be. 6 games is just a huge, huge penalty. I mean, in football, when you get suspended, I mean, think about it. There's 162 baseball games. There's 82 basketball games. There's 16 football games. You don't hear – I mean, even if you get suspended for the 50 games in Major League Baseball, that's a third of the season. Von Miller is getting suspended for more than a third of the season, just to put it in context.
Yeah, he's missing 37.5%, 3/8 of the thing. That's a heck of a deal. You know, they had a there used to be an NCAA rule when a player was hurt. And if you could get back and play, you know, if you played more than 2 games, then you couldn't come back because they figured that was over 20% of the games, mm-hmm. you know. And then it went up to an 11-game schedule. You know, I mean, this was back then. And then you could at least get your medical red shirts, what they called it. You know, they get that 6-year, your medical red shirt, because you only played in 2 games. But, you know, when you're missing that many games, that's a heck of a deal, and that will affect the entire season. Plus, it's an advantage to the other 6 teams that get to play him at that time compared to the other 10 that don't get to. So I haven't looked at the schedule, but it's possible one of your the division teams could play him both times when he wasn't playing. You know, they could be playing him like week 2 and week 6 or something like that. Because of that. Yeah, that's
crazy.
A good point, Doug.
That's something I kind of want to watch too, Jimmy. I mean, that's a big penalty.
Well, the Denver Broncos probably have got to be in everybody's top 5 or 10 picks to win the Super Bowl. You know, they've got a chance to win it. They almost won it last year. They were very close. They were one of the better seeds, you know, in there. So the Denver, this is going to affect Denver quite a bit. They cannot use too many parts to the puzzle. No one can do this. We don't have that many parts.
No, it's not like college where you have depth at every position.
Alabama could lose
a
few parts.
You've got to go get somebody.
Exactly.
You've got to go get somebody.
That's exactly right, Doug.
So, and looking at this box score yesterday, of course, if you only score 7 points, I don't know how many times Brett Maher would have had a chance, but didn't kick, didn't punt in the exhibition game for Dallas yesterday. But ex-Loper Mason Brodeen is getting some pub. It's starting to make its way across Facebook. And, of course, for Kearney folks, you may have seen it, but you can YouTube it. They played the Packers. He's in on special teams, and he jumps. You know, leaping is a penalty. That's when you get help to go over the top or you brace yourself. He flat out jumped over the Packers. It was the center, I believe it was, center or guard, but he jumps clean over him, just kind of a standing broad jump, clean over him and gets in on the field goal. Pretty amazing athletic move. Big boy football there.
Is that on YouTube someplace?
Yeah, it's starting to make. And again, unless you're a Ram fan or know who Mason Brodeen, Loper fan, it's not going to get a lot of play. And I didn't watch a lot of SportsCenter over the weekend, but all you got to do is keep an eye on that or YouTube Mason Brodeen or the Rams. You'll see it. It's out there. It's on plenty of places. Jeff might even put it up on our website, Facebook it on and share it with our Facebook fans at ESPNSuperstation.com. So there you go. 888-455-ESPN. 888-455-3776. If you'd like to join us on the program today, that's the Bruce Furniture fan line, the Tent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. You can tweet us at ESPN1460-1550, and you can always find us on Facebook at ESPNSuperstation.com. While you're on Facebook, don't forget to drop by our friends at Midway Auto Dealership, the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Doug Duda, Jimmy Langan with you here as they will be soon. This is the last week you can sign up because Sunday they draw for the Nebraska season tickets. All you have to do is like them on Facebook. There is nothing else. And the great thing about any Facebook page when you're going with that is they don't, like we don't here at ESPN, we don't bombard you with stuff. We give you what games are coming up, what's going to be on the Doug and Daddy show, what was on the Doug and Daddy show. That's pretty much it. And you can find great deals on the Midway Facebook. If they've got something special coming in, they'll let you know about it. They got a great deal going on, they'll let you know about it. And of course, you can always see their great inventory at thinkmidway.com. Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac, Midway, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. We'll be back with more on the Doug and Daddy Show. Eric Emerson, Hastings College football coach, or Hastings High School football coach, going to join us as well. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Trina. Like many of you, my husband and I are extremely busy with our careers and raising our kids. And the one thing that got away from us was our health. And to be 100% honest, we got fat. Our health was terrible. We then found Complete Nutrition. It was different. Their people really helped us out. The vitamins and supplements they recommended made us feel great. One was actually a metabolism-boosting multivitamin. Complete Nutrition has the only multivitamin on the market that actually boosts your metabolism. Who wouldn't want that? It's been a few months and we can't believe it. We are both down over 20 pounds. We have the energy we had in our 20s, and our doctor is amazed at how much our health has changed. We now realize that if you don't have your health, what do you really have? And it really stuck with us. If you don't have your health, what do you really have? Discover the difference at Complete Nutrition.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Gordman's off Highway 281 and in Kearney just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue.
Home field advantage is real, even in business. Close by, convenient office space can increase a business's efficiency and success. So here's the secret thousands of business owners use to get that home field advantage. Move your business to a Regis office. Your fully furnished, wired Regis office can be ready when you need it. It includes a receptionist, access to meeting rooms, and state-of-the-art video conferencing, all with no long-term lease. None. Mention Cowherd when you call and get 2 months free. 1-800-OFFICES, 1-800-OFFICES.
At Advance Auto Parts, summer heat can melt down your car battery faster than a snow cone on a hot dashboard. That's why at Advance, we test your battery for you. Free. Need a new one? We'll install it. Also free. No reason for you to get all hot and sweaty. Come to think of it, no reason to put a snow cone on your dashboard. But that's irrelevant. Fast, free battery installation only at Advance Auto Parts. Service is our best part.
Advance Auto Parts.
Most vehicles, most locations.
With sunny skies developing through the day today, temperatures will climb to around 90 for a high, with southerly winds 5 to 15. With clear skies and a light south wind tonight, we'll head back to 66 for a low. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now it's 75.
Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Your lunch special every Monday at the Chicken Coop in Grand Island and Kearney is a steak sandwich with choice of side item, only $6.99. What a great way to come in on a Monday, have a good lunch. They're open 7 days a week. Don't forget Saturdays and Sundays. They've got great lunch specials, pork tenderloin on Saturday, chicken fried steak with mashed potatoes and corn on Sunday. And it doesn't matter if you want the special or just something great off the menu, like steak, like pizza, like all the varieties of chicken. Maybe you just want the chicken tender hoagie, maybe some boneless wings, all kinds of great appetizers and fun things for the kids to dine on as well. And you can take that into the bank, Chicken Coop, Kearney and Grand Island. They've got a happy hour every Monday through Friday, 2 to 5:30. So sit back, maybe watch a little bit of the Little League World Series, some afternoon baseball, whatever it is that you want to watch. And of course, this weekend, the Cox Classic on the Golf Channel at the Chicken Coop in Kearney and Grand Island. The Cox Classic is this week. Not a lot of Nebraskans in there because two reasons. They didn't, A, qualify, although John Hurley did make a cut this weekend at the last Web.com tour event. He did not make the cut for the Web.com. Steve Friesen didn't make it, as we had talked about earlier on the Doug and Daddy show. There are no exemptions. These are the top guys in the field, because this is their last tournament, so the top guys have all qualified, they're all in, and the top 25 at the end of Sunday will get their PGA Tour card, and that'll be probably the coolest moment in the tournament's history at the Cox Classic. And then I guess, Jimmy, the question is, will that be the last moment in Cox Classic history? Because that is really, really up in the air, and my gut tells me this is it, because you're just not hearing anything. You're not, you know, this would be the week that you'd be talking about, yes, we have re-upped, we have re-signed, and you're just not hearing it. You're just not hearing it.
Hey, you know, is it the interest level in the Omaha, or is it the time? Is it the time of the month, you know, what is going on in late August, or is it the
Well, they're
change?
Getting bopped around now because it used to be the first weekend in August, and with the Senior Open this year, they adjusted that a little bit so that they would have a little more leeway between the two big events in Omaha, and then it would have been cool to keep this spot. But they've already got a new tournament that will take this spot next year. So there's still, A, they need a golf course. Champions Run hasn't signed up again. B, they need a new sponsor, or a re-up from their sponsor. Hasn't happened yet. And they need a weekend. They'd love to be part of the playoffs. There's still playoffs after this. But they're not going to be that as well. And it's very strange to me because it's one of the best purses. It is by far the favorite spot. They all talk about it. The favorite spot of all of the golfers is to come to Omaha, and it's fun. They love the tournament. It's one of the best spots of the year. So I don't think it's a lack of interest.
No, I think the location in Omaha and the interest level is what has kept it going. I think the problem is, and I may be wrong here, but if you're a sponsor and you're going to put in quite a bit of money, you'd like to know what week it's going to be. And right now you can't give them a week. You know, yeah. You can't tell them what weekend it is. And I would imagine that that's what's going on here. But it's interesting because, like you said, there is no talk about it. And maybe there isn't that second sponsor they can find, you know.
It's too bad. It's a cool event.
Yes, it is.
And I think people have gone to it. I don't know how much interest there really was. It wasn't like the Senior Open, which is a once-in-a-lifetime type of deal, once-in-a-generation. And so far, it's once-in-a-lifetime. It's the first time it ever came to Nebraska, and it made a heck of a splash. People went to that from all over the state of Nebraska. Not as many go from all over the state of Nebraska. There is a great population of Omaha and Lincoln and Council Bluffs, Iowa, that come in and go to that event. But it's like the meet at Horseman's Park. There's a lot of people that go to it, but
I don't know how many people actually travel into Omaha to go to that. And again, Horseman's Park, you're talking 5,000 on a couple of days there, and maybe 2,500 on the other 2 days of the meet. And here you're talking more like 30,000 folks. So there are more people that go to that. But
yeah, if you and I were going to go to baseball, and just the two of us were going to go, and we wanted to go to a three-game series or watch three baseball games, we're not going to go to Omaha and watch the Storm Chasers. We're going to drive the extra distance.
Yeah,
you know, and go
watch the Royals, watch the Rockies.
Yeah, whatever you're going to do, you're not going to go to that minor league thing. Probably not. Like, you're not going to have that vested interest, like you said, from people that are miles away. So maybe that is the problem. Maybe that is that the professional golf, the weekends. If you go against that, and there's so much. I'd hate to have a horse race the same weekend as the Kentucky Derby. Yeah. You know what I mean? And have that at Sportsman's Park in Chicago or if some other racetrack would try to have that, because you're not going to get any media attention at all for your race.
But the Cox Classic is still an outstanding event, so don't let it slide by. If you got a chance this weekend, the tournament is Thursday through Sunday. Check it out at Champions Run. Let's switch gears here a little bit, talk some high school football. Of course, we had Bob Jensen in last Thursday for the whole hour. We were talking about his top 10, and whether it's Bob's, whether it's Stu's at the Lincoln Journal or Omaha World Herald, whether it's Riley Jane's at the Lincoln Journal Star, wherever the high school rankings may come from, they're fairly similar. There are a couple of differences. I noticed the World Herald putting theirs out this weekend, which is earlier than normal, which is cool. And what Bob Jensen put in and then rediscussed with us on Thursday's program. And the two that kind of stuck out to me, Hastings St. Cecilia is ranked in the World Herald in C2. Bob didn't have them in Huskerland Prep. And Shelton, a little higher ranked in Huskerland Prep than they are by the Omaha World Herald. Plus, the World Herald did go back to ranking the six-man teams again this year, and Silver Lake is number one there. And that's a far cry from where they were just a couple, 3 years ago. So cool for them. And you got some of the same suspects here, but a lot of teams that are rated, but not a lot in A and B, Jimmy.
Yeah, I tried to tell Stu to put Amherst in. I mean, I did everything I could to get Amherst in the top 10. He refused to have him. You know, Bob, I don't know how many miles he is from Amherst, but he sure could have thrown him in there. But, you know, Shelton, I guess he wanted to go with Shelton. They're in the same district. That's who we decided to take. And they're close, too, in proximity. But I think Amherst is the team that I'm looking at that's going to say, I cannot believe they're not in there. They started off the season last year, they lost to Kennesaw and Shelton. You know, but they had a nice season. You know, they got beat the last game by Lawrence Nelson. But I think Amherst, with all the freshmen they played last year, last time I knew it, when freshmen become sophomores, they get better.
Well, and Amherst, and we talked about it with Bob last week, their opening four games, Loomis was down, Brady, they've been pretty good, Eustace Farnham, Wilcox Hildreth, but then Shelton, Kennesaw, Lawrence Nelson, three of the last four games, and two of those were on the road, and Bob had both of those, had three of those four teams, had them all ranked there.
Exactly.
So
yep.
Maybe that's part of it. And Amherst gets off to that 4-0 start. I'm sure that they will be in the rankings, which could set up for some pretty cool November games there. But again, in case you haven't seen it, here are the World Herald rankings, the number one teams in the area squads. Class A, Millard North, defending state champion, is number one, followed by Millard West, Creighton Prep, Lincoln Southeast, and Omaha North. Class B, Norris is number one, followed by Scutt, Elkhorn, Gross, and Gretna. Aurora is seventh. McCook is 10th. C1, it's the same as it always is. Norfolk Catholic and Pierce, they're 1 and 2. Boone Central is 3rd. Adams Central is 4th. Kearney Catholic is 6th. And Gothenburg is 10th. I guess the surprising thing there is one of the differences that Stu and Bob would have, no Cozad in Class C1. In fact, Gothenburg ahead of Cozad.
Yeah, you know, Gothenburg had a good run in the playoffs last year, right at the end of the season. You know, they played really well at the end of the season. They went down and competed very well. You know, in that whole group, there was a bunch of teams last year, the Gothenburg, the Minden, you know, the Adams Central, those people. Adams Central kind of dominated, but those people were competing, Central Catholic, and they all had a little bit of success in the playoffs. So.
Well, yeah, Gothenburg was one of those teams that was 4-4 and then ended up going 2-1 in the playoffs. So, and this will be the last year in Class C for the 32-team format. It will go to 16 next year with 9-game schedules, so something that'll change there. In C2, Aquinas is number one. They're the defending state champion. Donovan Trumbull is second, a state semifinalist last year where they lost to Sutton. Sutton is third. Their only loss last year was in the state finals. And then Hastings St. Cecilia, Stu has ranked seventh.
Yeah, that Donovan Trumbull, Sutton, St. Cecilia triangular. You don't want to miss any of those games if you're just a football fan, because those people can play. And I'll tell you what, Donovan Trumbull, I refereed them on an extremely cold day, and they still threw for about, I'm just going to throw this out, 1,000 yards. I mean, you know, they could catch it and throw it, and really fun to watch. I mean, they really are athletic and fun to watch.
When's the last time St. Cecilia went into a season not favored to win them all? And people might say last year, but that wasn't the case because you just didn't know how good Sutton and Donovan Trumbull were going to be. St. Cecilia was still favored. I mean, that just shows the tradition that they have there with Coach Tesmer.
Yeah, with Coach Tesmer, you know, we talked last year, and I think the last time they lost a regular season game, he told me they got beat by St. Paul 6-0, in 2003 or something like that.
Six.
Yeah, I think the score was 6-0 though. Anyway, but the main thing is that probably as the season went on, and when those games were played that night, St. Cecilia probably was an underdog that night, but going into the season when we talked in September, early September or late August, St. Cecilia think, hey, you know, they're not going to take anything away from them, just like Adams Central. You know, they're ranked high right now. They lost some key players, but until somebody beats them, you're not going to put them behind them.
And that's where they're at, number seven in D1. Exeter Milligan is ranked number one in the World Herald. Howells Dodge is at number two. Elgin is at number three. Arapahoe is seventh. Palmer is ninth in D2. Defending champ Giltner is number one, followed by St. Francis, Fall City, Sacred Heart, and Kennesaw is fourth. Shelton, eighth. Medicine Valley is number nine. And then in the six-man rank, Silver Lake is number one, followed by Sioux County, Elkhorn Valley, Cody Kilgore, and Arcadia, the top five in six-man football. Coming up in just a little bit, we'll talk Hastings High football with their new coach, Eric Emerson. Associated Press, they're going to have to find, let's go to the college ranks here, Jamie. The USA Today coaches poll came out 2 weeks ago. What was that? That was way back like on the second or the, I think it was on the second. And then so 2 weeks later, the AP Top 25 comes out. And they still have Texas A&M at number seven, which tells me either these votes were turned in a long time ago, because it's not like the coaches, it's not like they have their SID fill them out. I mean, these are Associated Press people. I don't know who all has the votes this year. I think maybe it's Sam McEwen. Sam's not having somebody else fill out his ballot. How in the world could you rank Texas A&M in the top 10 right now?
Yeah, that's a
how?
Good, yeah, I'll tell you what, when you and I've talked about this, and you know, the Oregon-Stanford winner, you know, whoever wins that Oregon-Stanford winner, and of course they could play twice, I guess. I don't know how that works. I don't even know what side they're on. Maybe they're on the same side. So they might only play
different,
one time.
They're on the same side.
Yeah, so Oregon and Stanford, that one game they play, it looks like the media and everybody else is saying, hey, that's the team to watch on that area. Then you've got the Georgia-Alabama, and Georgia possibly may not be there. You know, South Carolina can play, you know, but everybody's kind of looking for Alabama, you know, a little bit. So I'm thinking South Carolina, just like you, should be ranked ahead of Texas A&M. How could you have South Carolina behind Texas A&M in that conference? Then you got Louisville sitting there by themselves. And then right now, most of the people are looking that Ohio State is looking at themselves. We're hoping that maybe a team in that conference can knock off Ohio State. You know, that would be nice for us. But Nebraska is not the only team looking at that. You know, you've got Michigan, Michigan State, and et cetera looking at that area. But you're right, Doug, about that. The A&M, I can't get it. I think South Carolina needs to be ranked ahead, and Georgia both have got better chances to compete with Alabama.
Our Midtown Mark Cooler question is college football. Which team will win the SEC? Well, 64% took Alabama, 29% took Georgia, 7% took South Carolina. I got no problem with all these SEC teams ranked in the top 10 because it's going to work itself out. You're going to look at this top 10 at the end of the regular season, not at the end of the bowl season, because I think after the bowl game, it will be a little closer to what the preseason is. But I'm just, you know, the odds. Everybody's saying, well, Alabama's going to win the SEC, And Ohio State's going to win the Big Ten. But if one of them slip up, then the Oregon-Stanford winner will go to the national championship game. There's no way. There's no way two of those teams are in the national, like both of them. There's no way two of those teams are in the national championship game. So that's what's fun about watching the year play out. I mean, you slide down and look at some of these teams that are outside the top 10. I mean, Phil Steele has Florida State third, and the AP has them 11th. LSU, a lot of people starting to like them. Notre Dame was undefeated last year, so you can't just totally discount them. Oklahoma, absolutely nobody's talking about them. What if they win the Big 12? What if they run the table? What if they beat Notre Dame? They're going to skyrocket into the top five. Our Midtown Mark Cooler question continues the college football theme today. Who are you picking in the Pac-12? Arizona State, Oregon, Stanford, or UCLA? Midtown Marta Hastings, home of the coldest beer and coolest topics, brings you the Midtown Mark Cooler question every day at ESPNSuperstation.com. Who will win the Pac-12 this football season? I'm convinced after listening to everybody, I'm going to go on listening to the experts, Charles Davis, Joel Klatt, all the folks we've had on the show, all the folks just in passing, I'm going to take Stanford. I think the new coach and the whole deal there at Oregon, even though we want to see Scott Frost do well, call him plays, I like Stanford. Arizona State's just a glamour pick. You can't take a glamour pick because they got to beat all the other guys. Yeah, maybe they pull one upset. I'll take Stanford. I think that's a safe choice, too. I get it, but that's who I'm taking.
Yeah, I like Stanford, too, and I think, like you say, it's a it's safe choice. You know, the thing of it is, there's a couple teams. There's three of them in the nation. There's three teams that you're not for sure how they're really going to do. You know, and the three of them are Oregon, Georgia, and the third one is Notre Dame. Notre Dame could fall flat and you could lose three or four games. Their schedule's made that could happen. There's a lot of people that lost to them just barely, and they're looking at getting to Notre Dame. So it could happen where Notre Dame and Georgia and Oregon, and I don't think Georgia and Oregon are going to fall flat. I think Notre Dame could. But I think Georgia and Oregon at any given day could knock off a really good team. But they may not be as good as people are saying they're going to be.
Yeah, I think USC is going to be better than people think. And I think Boise State will end up higher than 19th just because they always are. I think Oklahoma is going to end up higher than 16th. I think Nebraska, that's the one everybody wants to know about. We'll see. Pretty early for that prediction.
Doug, you made a good point, though, because you could be ranked 18th. And this is a great point you made. On the bowl games, you're 18th. If you win, you could go as high as 12. And if you could lose, you may not even be in the ratings. You know, so that's interesting, you know, about that one game, you know, how you play that one day. You know, I'll tell you what's going to be interesting is the Heisman now. Who's going to win the Heisman Trophy? I mean, there's all kinds of players that can beat it. But I think that the front runner now is not the front runner.
No. Well, and he's not the front runner. Odds-wise, see, that's the difference. The perception of the general public and what Vegas is actually saying. That, I mean, Johnny Manziel, I'm not even sure. I heard Danny Sheridan talking here about it. Maybe it's been 2 weeks ago already, that he's not even in his top 10 anymore. So we'll take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Our high school football preview continues with Hastings High School coach, first year leading the Tigers, Eric Emerson, after this.
Come on in.
Hi, this is Jeremy from HK Sports Bar and Grill in Hastings. We have the bar ready to go, the new menus are on the table, and now we're ready to staff the place for a busy summer. We're now taking applications for all positions, including front of the house and back of the house. No experience necessary, just bright, shiny faces. We're looking for the staff just as fun as we are. Apply in person at HK Sports Bar and Grill.
Come on in, let the games begin.
We're living in the future, all these high-tech mobile devices, every possible convenience right at your fingertips.
Future? So where's my hoverboard?
Only the movies, my friend. Anyway, finding great seats for the game anytime, anywhere is incredibly easy with the StubHub mobile app.
Great seats right in your pocket.
Plus, with the StubHub app, you can choose the right view for you. You can actually see the view from your seats right on your phone before you buy.
No more getting stuck behind a pole. Plus, the StubHub app lets you set a price alert and browse for seats by section.
So join the future, get to your app store, and download the StubHub app today.
StubHub!
Home field advantage is real, even in business. Close by, convenient office space can increase a business's efficiency and success. So here's the secret thousands of business owners use to get that home field advantage. Move your business to a Regis office. Your fully furnished, wired Regis office can be ready when you need it. It includes a receptionist, access to meeting rooms, and state-of-the-art video conferencing, all with no long-term lease. None. Mention Cowherd when you call and get 2 months free. 1-800-OFFICES, 1-800.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney, no health insurance. As independent and authorized producers of Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska, independent licensees of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association, Rich Peters and Matt Myers will work with you to make sure you have health insurance coverage that fits your needs. Their approach is simple. They listen. And will tailor a policy that'll work within your budget. When you need health insurance, just call Rich Peters and Matt Myers, your local Farm Bureau agents. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
With sunny skies developing through the day today, temperatures will climb to around 90 for a high, with southerly winds 5 to 15. With clear skies and a light south wind tonight, we'll head back to 66 for a low. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombly. Right now it's 75.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Folks, T&L Irrigation System can help take the weather and put it back in your control. You'll be controlling it. You'll be confident because you know your crop is getting the moisture it needs with the hydraulic start, and it continues to take care of every little stalk of corn in your field. No matter what it is, they'll take care of it with the T&L Irrigation System. Get the best water distribution for your crops during the long haul of any heat wave. Call T&L or your local T&L dealer. You can also go online, visit them, TLIRR.com. See what's going on at T&L Irrigation and get their hydraulic technology that works and is easier on you for a lifetime. Time now for our high school football preview on the Doug and Daddy Show, and we have got a brand new coach at Hastings High School. A lot of coaches making changes from year to year, and this time Hastings is bringing in a new man. Not totally unfamiliar, though, to the program or to the kids or to the philosophy there. Eric Emerson joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show to preview the Hastings Tiger season. And, Coach, great chance to meet you, and welcome for the first time to the Doug and Daddy Show. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing fantastic. Thank you for having me. We just finished up practice 7 this morning and went to school for our first day today, and then we got practice 8 this afternoon, so we're doing fantastic.
Let's start with the unique position. I would assume that you've been put in a late change with Coach Rehbarger accepting a different position with the school system. Did you know this was coming, or were you prepared, or has it really been trying to play catch-up with this late hire?
It was a little bit of a catch-up. We were a little bit unprepared with it, but we were just a little bit surprised by the timing of the whole thing. But it was something that I would hope would come someday, and the opportunity just presented itself a little bit early. And, you know, Coach Rehbarger is a great coach, and I've learned a lot from him, and I think he's laid a pretty good foundation for me. And overall, I think he's left a really good mark on this program. And anyway, he's still around at the high school, so if I have something that I need to bounce off of him, he's available.
Eric, what's new? Is most of the staff still intact? Have you done some different things already philosophy-wise? Just kind of let the fans know what's new with the Tiger football besides you being the head coach.
Well, just my position has changed, and then we added one new guy, and actually he was just hired last week, Brian Itzen. He just graduated from the University of Nebraska at Kearney, and he's originally from Hebron, but that's the only thing that's changed staff-wise. The only thing that you're probably going to see a whole lot different is our offense. We're just going to take a new look at our offense this year. We felt a little bit more comfortable going in a different direction. And if anybody's seen our offense in the past, I think for maybe the last 10 years or so, we've been running kind of a flex bone system, similar to what you might see Georgia Tech, Air Force, those guys. It's pretty much option football, a lot of midline veer, that sort of thing. And I think this year we're moving a little bit more to a spread look. We want to have as much balance as possible. I think we might have some of the skilled guys to get that done. And we just want to establish the run like anybody else and all that good stuff. But I just think that we have a better chance at running the ball if we threaten more areas of the football field.
Eric, that is something that we've talked with some other coaches around the area, too. Is that a direct descendant of what's going on in college football, specifically at Nebraska? Is it easier to learn that system now, or is that just what fits your team this year?
You know, I think it's a combination of both, actually. I do think there are a lot more resources to get to in the spread look. There's a lot more colleges that you can contact and high school teams running it to help you out with any problems that you have. But I also think it's going to help us offensively. I think we've got the skill guys to do it, and I think just the offense that we're going to run this year fits our offensive line better, too.
Talking with Eric Emerson, the head football coach at Hastings High here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Again, one of the area programs that doesn't have a lot of returners. And I guess, is that a benefit when you're putting in a new offense? You got to have a new quarterback. He's going to not be really changing systems. He's going to be learning on the fly after Tyler graduated. To take me through how things are looking so far on the offensive side of the ball.
Well, that's true. You know, that is kind of the silver lining. We graduated a really big senior class. It was a talented senior class. It was a dynamic senior class, so to speak. And so it kind of left a little bit of a leadership vacuum. It left a little bit of a talent vacuum. And some of these juniors and seniors, or juniors and sophomores, excuse me, have been kind of waiting their turn for their opportunity. And now they've got it. And now we're running a new offense. So everybody's starting out on the ground floor, sophomore through senior, so everybody's got their crack at it. And I think, like you mentioned, it's a little bit of an advantage where we've got so many positions available right now just because of the graduation from last year that everybody's fighting for a spot. So I think that'll be an advantage down the road.
Does that mean quarterback, running back positions still open at this point?
Yeah, absolutely. Right now, quarterback, we're practicing four or five guys there right now. A kid by the name of Tanner Johnson might be our best overall athlete, and right now he's taking probably the majority of the reps at quarterback. But that's not to say that things won't change there. He could also move to a running back or a slot position for us. Running back the same way. Derek Fast was a returning starter for us this year, and he played more of a fullback role for us last year. He put up some big numbers for us at the beginning of the season, and then kind of got nicked up, and we never really got him back on track. So he's kind of moved to the tailback position, and he's a little bit bigger of a body. So we'll have to see how we use him. And then if you look at the wide receiver position for us, we went four or five deep with seniors last year. So that field's completely open.
Let's take a look at the defensive side of the ball here for Hastings High. We're talking with first-year coach Eric Emerson on the Doug and Daddy Show. Looks like one of the faces of the program is going to be on the line in Zach Cook. So take me through Zach and then the defensive side of the ball.
Absolutely. Offensively as well, Zach Cook is probably sitting pretty strong at our center position right there in the middle where we need him. And he's a tremendous athlete. I think he's going to be good for us. And on the defensive side of the ball, he'll probably play our three technique. And what we're having trouble with right now is just finding some guys to line up against him to give him some good looks right now. But defensively speaking, we're an even front 4-2-5 defense. And we just think the 4-2-5 gives us the flexibility to adapt to the various offenses that we're going to see in Class B. Some other returning starters that we have there. Alex Pangan-Evans worked tremendously hard in the weight room this summer. He'll probably play defensive end for us. Tanner Johnson, I mentioned his name earlier. He'll be at the third level. He'll be a safety for us. He's a really good athlete. We also have Derek Fast and Wyatt Davis at linebacker. And one of those guys have got to fill the role for Matt Karloff, who left us this last year. Tremendous linebacker, maybe one of the best linebackers we've had here in a while.
We're talking for another minute here with Eric Emerson, Hastings. Let's talk a little bit about your schedule, Coach. You open with Seward. You go to Northwest. They're kind of in the same boat. They even have more returning starters that they've got to fill in than last year. And then Alliance comes out here. So some games that I think you can obviously be competitive in, even though you're trying to fill in some holes in a new system early on. Take me through what you think of your schedule.
Yeah, that's exactly right. We started off with Seward last year, and every time we play those guys, it's a close game. They're a hard-nosed bunch, and I know they've got a new coach too, so that's going to present a little bit of a challenge as well, getting prepared for those guys, just because I don't know for sure what they're going to be doing. But last year we went out there and beat those guys in triple overtime, so I know they'll be hungry to come to our place and do the same. And then the next game we turned around and played Grand Island Northwest, and they really laid it on us last year. We thought we had a pretty talented senior class, but those guys came in and really gave it to us, like I said. And just looking at district play, we've got the monster McCook that is always out west that you've got to contend with, and just talented teams all across the board. Every single week is going to be a challenge for us. Scotts Bluff, Beatrice, the list goes on and on.
Well, it's pretty exciting because back-to-back weeks, Hastings gets to see all parts of the state. We said they got Alliance and Gehring. They're both home, but in back-to-back weeks, you go from Scotts Bluff to Beatrice, so you're going to get to see all kinds of talent across the state here. I'll leave you with this, Erica, because this is always an interesting question I like to ask the first-year coaches. Anything surprised you so far?
Boy, that's a fantastic question. Just with how late I was hired in the process, just the amount of things that I've had to accomplish before the season even started. I was, just a week or two in, I was just so excited for the season to start. Just all the organizational things and, contacting parents and emails and administration and all of those things. Please excuse the noise. I'm in class right now.
That's okay.
And but once the season started, it's kind of old hat. It's practice and we're just out there having fun.
All right, Coach. We'll let you get back to molding the young minds. It was a pleasure to chat with you for the first time here on the Doug and Daddy Show, and we look forward to doing it again in the future.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
Eric Emerson, head football coach, Hastings High School, opened the season at home with Seward on the 30th. And again, plenty of Hastings High football as well on our Platte River Radio network of stations. Don't forget, for the very latest on all high school sports, whether it's football, volleyball, softball, whatever it is that's going on out there, don't forget to check out PlatteRiverPreps.com. PlatteRiverPreps.com schedules, photos, news articles, and a whole lot more. And that's also where you can hear every one of the high school games on our variety of stations in Kearney and Hastings throughout the season. But Jimmy, Hastings is one of those programs that is going to have to replace a lot of kids, and it's going to be tough. And as we just talked about with Coach, the part of the schedule that should be competitive would be the beginning part. And when you're trying to get a lot of kids in there, yeah, it's good that you're not taking on the number one and two teams in the state right away, but if you're looking for some wins, you also kind of have to be ready that first 2 or 3 weeks and hope to get a couple there to get some confidence built.
Yeah, there's no doubt. Yeah, Hastings, one thing about Class B last year, it was so even across the board. There were people that were 2-7 and 7-2, but the games were very competitive. There wasn't that one team in Class B in Nebraska that took charge. A couple of years ago, Elkhorn and Crete were kind of dominating everybody. I mean, they would beat people 55-0, and those people were also like 7-2, but they were just so dominating. But that did not happen last year. And in fact, York went into Scotts Bluff, the 16 seed, and beat the 1 seed. And York had some success, and I remember Lexington playing. Lexington, I think, only won a game last year, but they were competitive against York, and they went down to Scotts Bluff and played them tough. So, yeah, there was a lot of competitive games in Class B last year.
And speaking of York, Stu does not have York ranked in the Omaha World Herald Top 10 in Class B. Bob at Huskerland Prep had him at number 8. Plus, Huskerland Prep is out, folks. They're available at Hastings Bookstore in Grand Island and Kearney. And you can contact the worldwide headquarters in Central City for Huskerland Preps to get not only your preseason publication, but your weekly updates. As Bob said, if you're going to pay for them, and I agree with him, the magazine is basically half the cost of what you'd get for the entire year. So it's great to keep up with what's going on in high school sports. So check it out with Bob Jensen at Huskerland Prep Report, and you can call him at 800-323-3929, 800-323-3929 to get your copy and get signed up today.
You know, as a coach, I used what Bob had because I could get scouting reports a little bit. He does a really good job and kind of give you a little idea how many players are back, whatever, just to get started. And then before you make the, you know, I used to call other coach, other coaches too, but that was a really good magazine and really in-depth. He does a good job, and he covers, I'll tell you what, he covers the whole state. He'll drive all the way out to Shadron and Gordon. You know, that's not a fun trip, but, I mean, he does it. He gets it all. He covers the entire state.
It is for Bob.
Yeah.
It is for Bob.
Maybe it is.
It is. Yeah, he loves that.
I think he does.
It's something that he doesn't have to, but you know what I'm saying? It's not like driving to Lincoln three times a week. You know that trip. You're not going to make that trip very often, and so you get to hit the same, maybe a same couple of spots and a couple of new spots every time you go out there. Okay, I'm going to have lunch here, or I'm going to stop and see these people here, but, man, I only get out here once, maybe twice a year.
You know, and Bob, he'll talk about, you'll say, hey, there's a team up here, and, you know, you're going, hey, what, you know, I'm thinking a distance away, maybe 60, 70 miles. No, he's talking the whole state.
There's this left guard out at Sioux County that, you know, he's got them all, and that's why we love him, and that's why we have him here on the Doug and Daddy Show, and will again weekly on Wednesdays throughout the season. And don't forget, our first Husker Lunch will be again in Grand Island at the Plottage to kick it off, as we do every year in Grand Island on August the 28th, and then every Wednesday after that as the season gets underway and continues at Cunningham's Journal and The Loft. And we will be back with more on the Doug and Daddy Show after this.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
Twitter user @Janae_Boyles tweeted, "I hate my car with a passion. Hashtag untrustworthy." Janae, good thing it's the Honda Summer Clearance Event. We've got great deals on the Accord, which has been on Car and Driver's 10 Best List a record 27 times. That means you can focus that passionate hatred on other things, like sunburns and broccoli.
Well-qualified buyers can get 0.9% APR financing at the Honda Summer Clearance Event, happening now.
Car and Driver, January 2013. See dealer for financing details.
If you're on Medicare Part B and have diabetes, you're probably at the corner of big changes and where will I get my testing supplies? Starting July 1st, if you use a mail order provider, you may have to find another option. Fortunately, Walgreens carries all major brands, including One Touch, Contour, AccuCheck, Freestyle, and TrueTest. We also accept assignment and bill Medicare along with your supplemental insurance. Talk to your Walgreens pharmacist today at the corner of happy and healthy.
Quick out, 35-40, down the right sideline.
Tremendous impact.
He's at the 15, at the 10, he's at the 5-yard line, touchdown.
Great frequency and a big score with local fans.
He lunges and goes in for the touchdown.
When you advertise on Platte River Radio's huge array of high school sports broadcasts.
High school volleyball is on the air.
If we haven't contacted you yet, give us a nudge. We'd be proud to call your business our sponsor.
Send an email to sportsmarketing@espnsuperstation.com or call 308-236-9900.
10-5, touchdown.
With sunny skies developing through the day today, temperatures will climb around 90 for a high with southerly winds 5 to 15. With clear skies and a light south wind tonight, we'll head back to 66 for a low. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now it's 75.
Doug and Daddy's Show. Doug Duda, Jim Langan with you here in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Oh, Irish Ken will be fired up. Blaine Gabbert has been named the starting quarterback for the Jacksonville Jaguars, ex-Missouri Tiger. Yay. Oh, and he's got a broken thumb right now, so there you go. That's just for you, Irish Ken. Couple of other notes. Oh, you NASCAR fans, Joey Logano, man, I know a lot of people don't like that guy. He won yesterday. He's trying to chase down my man, Martin Truex Jr. Also, the Wyndham Championship goes to Patrick Reed. Up next will be the chase for the cup, or the race for the cup, the FedEx Cup. There will be four tournaments. That is up next. And Europe, I know you're big into this, Jimmy, won the Solheim Cup.
I'm glad they won that.
No, you're not. They beat the U.S. in Colorado.
Oh, no, not that.
I couldn't believe how many people were upset that Michelle Wee got selected for that team. She did. Yeah, we'll name 12 better American women players. That's what I just kept saying. I'll take Michelle Wie, whatever. This whole Oscar Pistorius thing, the Blade Runner, the Olympian, that's not a good deal either. I'm going to get back here to the poll in Nebraska and just kind of looking at where other folks had them. Bad news for the Huskers. You've heard it on our Big Red Report. You've heard it on our sports. Sophomore defensive tackle Kevin Williams will miss the entire season. He tore up his knee in practice. He'd already injured the other knee his freshman year, so played five games last year. So he is out for the season. The Big Ten Network has their bus tour in Lincoln today. Two practices, so the Huskers will be very busy again with the Big Ten Network. More interviews, filling in what they've done the first 2 weeks. They've been showing it at 7 o'clock every night on the Big Ten Network. Actually, tonight, the show they're going to show is when they were at Purdue. They will show Nebraska for the first time on Saturday at 7 o'clock, and then a variety of repeats, of course, during that time slot. So they'll be showing Nebraska on Saturday for the first time. The Huskers have another two-a-day workout today. UNK and Hastings College continue to get after it. UNK Volleyball opens camp today. Coach Rick Squires will join us on Wednesday's Loper Link. Also, the soccer team, coming off the first winning season in program history, will get things underway today. So you got some pretty good programs getting rolling. Seems like it's a lot later than usual, but maybe it is.
Yeah, it's 20th August, I guess, you know. And, you know, the thing of it is, you know, the week moved back, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Moved back 6 days.
So. Yeah, people, if you don't understand what that is, Jimmy being the administrator and coach that he'd been for years, we're talking about the NCAA calendar, which also is the NCAA calendar. Just, it's that point where you have so many weeks in the year, and every week, okay, like week 36 is the state basketball tournament, and week 12 is when high school sports can begin, and so and so. And it just, you know, depends where your Friday falls or your Monday falls, the first of the year falls. And so, like this year, state track will be over Memorial Day weekend, which, again, I've had a chance to talk with the NCAA executive director. When we get to know each other a little bit better, I mean, that is the one thing that I think I dislike more than anything in high school sports, is that high school track meet should never be that weekend. That's just one of my deals. But anyway, so it's not always that weekend, but because the way the calendar falls, it'll probably be that way this year, and then it cycles through. You know, the 22nd is a Monday, then the 22nd is a Tuesday, then the 22nd is a Wednesday. So that's what we're talking about with the calendar. And we were playing last year. This Friday would have been the first high school football game.
Yeah, exactly right. Yeah, I think last year I worked the 23rd, of August for week zero on a Thursday. But, you know, like you say, I mean, Thanksgiving, and just so the people understand this, like, you know, Thanksgiving can be anywhere between the 22nd and 28th because it's always on the fourth Thursday. You know, well, we consider those things, the NCAA does, when they're looking at the calendar, when they're going to start things.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So you're not going to have anything going on that weekend, you know, so depending on how the calendar falls, you know, about the fastest you're going to play will ever be about the 23rd of August. About as late as you're going to play is going to be about the 30th, you know, right in there.
Last year was the earliest start ever had. And, again, sometimes you'll have a state basketball game in February, and sometimes you're playing on March 12th.
Yeah, that's right.
State golf for the boys. Sometimes it's before Memorial Day. Sometimes it's the week after. So that's just some of the things that are affected. Folks, the Doug and Daddy Fanatics Fantasy Football Challenge is here. The best part, you can win, and it costs you nothing. Those are the best contests ever. You'll get $25 gift card for first place every week. Second place gets a free large pizza at Fanatics every week. The winners are then entered into a drawing for the end of the season Super Bowl package. And, of course, what's better than bragging rights? You can go to our website at ESPNSuperstation.com. Click on the Doug and Daddy Fantasy Football banner, sponsored by Fanatics. Log in and read all the rules, kind of get familiar with it. We're running it through our friends there at ESPN. So if you've done those leagues before, you're very familiar with it. If you do other leagues, check this out as well. Free to enter, weekly prizes, and a grand prize at the end of the year. The Doug and Daddy Show Fanatics Fantasy Football banner. Go to ESPNSuperstation.com right now. We were talking about the AP rankings. Well, it's to the point now where you can see what every guy voted and how Nebraska was voted. And the highest anybody voted Nebraska in the AP poll was number 9. And there were plenty of guys that didn't vote. Sam McEwen, who has the Nebraska vote, voted the Huskers 13th. John Wilner, San Jose Mercury News, had them 9th. That's the highest anybody ranked Nebraska. He also had UCLA 13th. And so he was giving a little love to the Pac-12 and some of their opponents. But there's also no surprise about some of the people that didn't rank Nebraska at all. And out of the 60 folks that vote, 8 did not rank Nebraska at all, which I do find pretty amazing. Because even the names I've seen on this list and a former guest on the show thought Nebraska would be at least 10-2. Well, 10-2 gets you in the top 25. Doesn't matter who you are. You're going to be 10-2. You're in the top 25. But Charles Davis, Fox Sports, didn't rank the Huskers, and he had UCLA 16th, 13th. He had them way up there. Chris Fowler, who a lot of Husker fans don't like anyway because he went to Colorado, but ESPN, College Football Game Day, didn't vote the Huskers in the top 25 either. And then there are a few. Andy Staples is the Sports Illustrated. We talked about that last week. Sports Illustrated didn't have Nebraska ranked either. So those are 3 of the 5 folks. We got Adam Zucker, CBS Sports Network. He didn't rank Nebraska. Chris Murray did not rank Nebraska. That's kind of funny that they're all TV guys. The Reno Nevada Gazette Journal finally got a paper guy here. Chris Murray did not put Nebraska in his top 25. It's always interesting to see what part of the country these guys are from. Drew Sharp of the Detroit Free Press, Big Ten Country, did not vote Nebraska in his top 25. Gary Horowitz, Josh Kendall were the other two. Salem, Oregon, Gary Horowitz from the Salem Statesman Journal says Nebraska is not a top 25 team. And finally, Josh Kendall from the Columbia, South Carolina, the state newspaper. Josh Kendall says, we had Josh on the show before, I think. I think maybe when we were talking baseball, South Carolina, or maybe a couple of years ago for the bowl game. But I think we've had him on the show, and he did not take Nebraska. I got to look at this again. Drew Sharp decided not to take Nebraska out of the Detroit Free Press. See who else he's got in there for Big Ten teams. He's got Northwestern 21st. Holy cow. He doesn't have Michigan ranked. He doesn't have Michigan State ranked, does he? I'm looking at this. Is Northwestern and Ohio State the only two teams he has ranked out of the Big Ten? Wow. Wow. Controversy in your own backyard there. Detroit Free Press. He's got Ohio State 7th, and he's got Northwestern 21st. That's his prediction to play in the Big Ten Championship.
What is he doing? I mean, this guy, does he want to leave Michigan, evidently?
I guess he'll be a genius, huh?
He will be if he's even if he's correct. People aren't going to be happy with him.
He didn't
why
vote.
Would you? Yeah, why would you? Why would you not have Michigan or Michigan State in there?
Wow. Wow, wow, wow. Well, again, many of the sports talk shows across the country in their own backyard, I'm sure will have their local guy on, and we'll talk with Sam McEwen in the future here, but I didn't think his ballot was all that controversial.
He's probably got the Tigers finishing 5th in the American League Central.
I got a chance to talk with Sam a couple of weeks ago. I was co-hosting Hail Varsity with buddy Chris Schmidt down in Lincoln, and we talked with Sam and kind of talked about where he was leading with his ballot, but we'll talk with Sam here again on the Doug and Daddy Show and bring that up as well. We do want to thank Eric Emerson of Hastings High School for joining us as our high school football preview today. We'll stay in Hastings at Adams Central with head coach Bill Carlin on tomorrow's show. And we've got a lot more rolling in. Rick Squires, UNK Volleyball, Wednesday, Luke Hoover, Fantasy Football Thursday, and a whole lot more Big Ten Network guests as well to talk about what they thought of their trip in Nebraska. Jimmy Langan, thanks for the time. See you Friday.
Hey, yeah, take care.
All right, folks, have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show.
All sports, one source, two stations, KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game